Amen. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8, begin in verse 11 in a moment. And Brother Jim, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir? Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. I've seen the pictures of the bombed out buildings in Ukraine and people walking through the rubble of what is left. And it made me think, what if that happened here? If our homes were bombed and what if we had to flee for our lives and we just had a few moments? What would we grab? What would you grab out of your house if you had just a few moments to grab something and flee? I pray that it would be this, the Word of God. I can remember back in Ukraine when a missionary we supported with the International Board of Jewish Missions, when Ukraine first opened up to the gospel, he went and saw hundreds saved and people would just weep. When he gave them a Bible, they would just weep. And I wonder how many of them still have that Bible. How many wish they could retrieve their Bible? If you're just fleeing for your life, how much can you carry? And would you have the Word of God? The famine is coming. I see in the nursing homes, their eyes go bad, their hearing goes bad, and in many of these elderly people, they're experiencing a famine of the Word of God. That was my first goal and desire, to read the scripture, a daily Bible reading scripture online for our elderly people. Some of them can't read print anymore, and on a screen, it's larger. Plus, you can turn the volume way up if you don't drive other people crazy beside you. And that was one of my goals. And I just think about the famine coming, and people. Just like in Russia right now. I mean, they've basically turned off the internet on their people, and so they're trying to get. Through private, I don't understand all about it, but through private servers somehow, they're trying to get in contact with the outside world. But it just made me think, if our Bibles were suddenly taken away, how much do we remember of what the Bible says? If all of our Bibles were confiscated tonight and our internet connection was yanked away, our cell phones taken away, no way to listen to the Bible, to read it from off there, how much would we remember? What do we have hid in our hearts? What would comfort us when we need comfort? What would be our light? You know, a lot of people don't carry cameras anymore. They have their cell phone. A lot of people don't have necessarily have flashlights anymore. They have their cell phone for the flashlight. What could we remember when we need something? I think verses of comfort. If you look at Isaiah 41:10, I'd like to devote some more time on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights just to trying to memorize Scripture. And so I would like you to think, if there's one verse you could memorize before your Bible was taken from you, what verse would that be? Would it be a verse of comfort? Would it be an evangelization verse? What verse would you take? Well, in Isaiah 41, verse 10, let's go ahead and read through this three times like we do on Sundays. Isaiah 41:10. So I'll say the reference, and if we could say the verse together and the reference. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. You think about those Ukrainians fleeing their home, and the comfort they need. Everything's gone for some of them. You guys, I'd like you to think, if you could, think of a verse you could lead us in. Maybe Brother Joe, if you could get the handheld mic. Maybe Brother Jesse, if you could grab the handheld mic. So I'd like you guys, heads of your house, to think of a verse that you could lead us in. So you'd be thinking about that for just a moment. While you're doing that, let's go to Matthew 11. Just whatever, guys, whatever verse the Lord brings to your heart that you would want to make sure to take with you if you had to flee. If you had to have family devotions, no longer having a copy of God's Word, what would you like with you to share with your family? Matthew 11 and 28 through 30. So let's do this as well in the same fashion that we just did. And this once more is some verses to comfort us when we need help, when we need comfort. So I'll say the reference and if we can do this three times. Matthew 11:28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. I think about those Ukrainians. They're heavy laden. They need rest. They need rest for their souls. Their burden is very heavy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, do we have any volunteers, the heads of family? Pastor Jeremy, maybe if we could get the mic up here, then then we can catch it better as I lead us. If you could lead us three times through there.
I've been working on myself. It's Psalms 31:1-3. Psalms 31:1-3 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 31:1-3. Psalm 31:1-3. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 31:1-3. Psalm 31:1-3. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 31:1-3.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8.
Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1:1-6. Psalm 1:1-6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1:1-6. Psalm 1:1-6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1:1-6.
Well, if you could think, and this is open to all, for Sunday night, if you would like to just turn in a piece of paper with a scripture on it, that would be something that you would want to take with you if you had to flee. Whatever the case is, it might be a verse to help someone come to Christ. It might be a verse of comfort. It might be a verse of direction. It might be a verse about prayer. Whatever the case, you don't have to put your name on it or anything. Just when you come, you can turn in the offering plate if you want Sunday morning. But Sunday night, I'd like to spend some time on Sunday nights and on Wednesday nights working on memorizing some scripture verses that mean something to you. Well, sometimes you can have people assign a scripture verse, and obviously all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. So, but there might be a verse that has been a special blessing to you, special help to you. The one I started out with, Isaiah 41:10, that one, that was one of the first verses I started memorizing after Sandy and I got married, because I had to leave her in the hospital that night, and I needed some comfort. I needed some direction, and I can remember laying in the bed after I got home from the hospital and just reading over and over that verse, Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Notice with me in Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Sometimes the way looks really dark in life and you're not sure what to do. Psalm 118, 105. Psalm 119, 105. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, there's many times in life when things just seem so dark. How's it going to end up with Ukraine? I don't know. It's really interesting. A Jewish president, I understand someone, I think someone here maybe told me, he's a secular Jew. So he's not an Orthodox Jew. He's not a practicing Jew as far as Judaism. He's a secular Jew. But it's just interesting, who would have ever thought Ukraine could have withstood this many days against Russia? And I mean, I understand. I mean, they're bombing the cities and bringing them to piles of rubble. But we'll see what happens. But the Bible is a light. But if we can't remember it, if our Bibles are taken away, if we're on the run, we need the Bible in our hearts. If you look there in verse 11, Psalm 118, 11, says, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not what? Sin against thee. How do we know what is sin and what is not sin if we don't have the Bible to guide us? We know this old world excuses sin. This old world, well, notice with me in Isaiah 5. This is exactly what the world is doing right now. Isaiah 5 and verse 20. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil what? Good. And good evil. That put darkness for what?
Light.
For light, and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. I just read this week that our government is spending, I forget what it was. It's, I don't know how many billion dollars they want to spend on this whole gender issue, going the wrong way. So they're trying to call evil good and good evil. They're trying to say darkness is light and light is darkness. They're trying to say bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. They just have everything totally backwards. Is it any wonder the world is in such disarray as it is? So we need the word of God to guide us. Notice in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. But if we're on the run, if our Bibles are taken away, what are we going to remember? How would we help others? In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that proceedeth out of the mouth of who? Of God. But if we can't remember it, how are we going to be strengthened? How are we going to keep praying if we can't remember the Bible? Notice in Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, if we can't remember what the Bible says, how long would we keep praying? In Luke 18:1. Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to what?
Pray.
To pray and not what?
Pray.
To faint. But prayer is a faith. It's a faith matter. And if we don't have faith, we're going to stop praying. But where do we get faith? It's from the Bible. Look at Romans chapter 10. So if we fail to remember the Bible, if we fail to remember God's promises, will we keep praying? And Romans 10, 17. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The Word of God.
If you go back there to Luke 18, sorry, I should have had you hold your place there, but
If you go back there to Luke 18, we've been talking about the Lord's return. And what does the Bible say here? Verse 7, Luke 18:7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find what?
Faith on the earth.
Well, that goes along with the passage we started out with. There's coming a famine, not of food, but of the Word of God. So, when the Lord cometh, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? It goes, the same thing goes along with the famine of the Word of God. When he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find anyone, verse 1, still praying, or will many have fainted? So, our Bible reading and our prayer just go hand in hand. We need both. We need, without the Bible, we can just kneel down and say a lot of words to God, but will we get up encouraged? Will we think all those words of our prayer did any good? Well, when we mix those prayers with Scripture, we know it does good. If we witness but don't mix that with prayer and the Word of God, will we keep witnessing? Look in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. All these things go hand in hand. Isaiah 55 and verse 10. Isaiah 55:10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall what? Not return unto me what? Void. So void means empty. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall what? Prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So, was it a waste of time to hand out those gospel tracts? Was it a waste of time to go out there knocking on doors and giving people the gospel? No, it's not a waste of time. Not a waste of time at all. God promises it will not return void. You know, many times, sometimes people get saved the first time they hear the gospel. Many times not. We've had many, many people write to us telling us they got saved after reading a gospel tract or doing a Bible course. But, and we've also had many people just writing in for gospel tracts saying, I got saved when I read a gospel tract years ago. So it's these little seeds. Notice in John chapter 4, but how do we know it's not in vain? Because of the Word of God. But what if the Bible is taken away from us? Will we remember these things? In John chapter 4, in verse 38, John 4:38, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into what? Their labors. So it goes back to Isaiah 55:11. It's not in vain. When we give out the word of God but with our mouths or hand it out, it's never in vain. God will work. And in this situation here, he told his disciples, listen, you're going to reap from other men's labors. You are. So it keeps us encouraged and keeps us going. But I'd like us to think about that as I see these Ukrainians, just some of them fleeing from their country. Others are coming back to fight. And some of them are being sent away, being told, sorry, but we don't have any more weapons to give you. So they're sent away. But I just pray that the Lord would help us to seriously think about that. God says a famine of the word is coming. And may God help us to be prepared. A lot of people talking about food preparation now. You know, if it happened in Ukraine and China or Russia hacks into our system, what if our power grid goes down? So a lot of people are thinking about food stockpiles, but how many are thinking about the famine of the Word of God that God says is going to come? So I pray the Lord would help us to hide it in our hearts so that we have a sure word to give to people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, I pray that you would help us to be able to remember it. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who will bring these things to our minds. And I pray that you would help us, Lord. Please help our minds to be able to think clearly and to remember your word. May the Holy Spirit prompt us, and may we recall those things in your word that will comfort us when we're discouraged, that will guide us when we are perplexed, that will help us with assurance when it seems like the world is caving in around us. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it gives us the assurance of our salvation. Father, I pray if there should be any here tonight who have never been saved, help them to realize that Jesus is God in the flesh. He came through a miraculous virgin birth. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And then he died on the cross, bearing our sin in his own body on the tree, the cross. He was buried and rose again in victory from the grave because his blood, his pure and sinless blood, was sufficient to pay for the sin of the whole world. I pray that you would help us, Lord, encourage our hearts and strengthen us in these days. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.